Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, I said it. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle. I'm going to throw in student. It's an ongoing, it is a never-ending class until it is ending. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. And, you know, one of the things I want to share before we get started, because I am just... marketing just isn't my thing, and I get a lot of comments. Rebecca, where can we find you? We listen to the beginning of the show. Okay, here we go. You can, in fact, on YouTube, I just started a podcast with my son. He's going to be 39. I'm 68. You go figure it out. And it's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. So that's on YouTube. We just finished taping our eighth show yesterday, so you can find me on YouTube. And also, I'm on the OWL app. Now, if you haven't heard about the OWL app, it's free to download. Use code RLN. It is one of the best apps for connecting with professionals in the country. Look it up. Spelled O-W-W-L-L. What else am I supposed to announce? You know, it would probably be better if I wrote these things down. Anyway, let's start the show. Happiness Specialist, who the hell does she think she is? Oh, and by the way, last week I went to PodFest 2024 in Orlando, so there's a lot of new followers, new listeners. Welcome. Welcome to my world. You're stuck with me now, unless you're not. Happiness Specialist, when I was younger, and if you're a listener of mine, you've heard this a million times, this is going to be a million and one. When I was younger, I wished for the same two things. You know, when you blow out the candles on your birthday cake and you make a wish, or you throw a penny into the fountain or river, you make a wish. And I always wished, number one, to live to my potential. I had no idea what that looked like. I had no vision. I just said, I want to live to my potential. And number two, I wanted to be happy. And so this search, 45 years. What? That's right. 45 years of studying this. This is all I do. Well, I do other things, but that and being a fitness instructor is, that's it. The truth about happiness. I don't know about you, but when I used to think that accomplishments, titles, money in the bank, relationships, traveling, anything, all of the external affected or had an effect on my internal state. And the truth is, it doesn't. Nothing outside, well, scratch that, unless you're programmed. When you're programmed, which it just happens to be the title of the book that's coming out in less than 2 months, I'm in the last stages of editing, Program for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. And that's just what I do on this show. And that's what I've been doing on the show for probably, I don't know, close to 15 years. Did I say 15 years? Yes, you did. Oh, you know, one of the things, I'm just getting off a tangent for a minute. When I met this gentleman at PodFest 24, and he heard me interviewing someone else. And I was using all the voices that I have, and ooh, darling, all those voices. And he said, you know, you could really read for children's books. So that was just another thought. But no, my purpose is to share what I've learned about this thing called happiness. And let me be very clear. When I say happiness, because some people don't like the word, when I say happiness, I'm talking about a personal energy, a personal vibration of, a personal vibration of contentment. You know how that feels. Feeling, being, vibrating an energy of contentment. What's better than that? How can anything be better than that in my world? That's the top. The vibration of contentment, inner peace, that's what I'm talking about when I say happiness. And let me give you my definition. My personal definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate that energy of peace and contentment regardless of what happens, regardless of what comes in the mail, regardless of what who calls you and says what they say, regardless of all of it. Maintaining and sustaining that inner peace, that vibration of inner of peace and contentment, guess what? The good news is it's a practice. Happiness is a practice skill. Inner peace is a practice. Contentment is a practice, especially with all this programming going on. And when I said I'm working on this program for unhappiness, the book's going to be out in less than 2 months. I'm up to 54 program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your contentment. And you know what? After this show, I'm adding another behavior that is going to add to your happiness, and that is living in neutral, which is the topic of today's show, living in neutral. The challenge with this whole happiness thing is the world, you are bombarded with what is success. Success is achievement. Success is accomplishment, according to the world. But who is talking about the achievement of inner peace? Who's offering a Super Bowl for contentment? That's why you're here. And thank you for being here. And share. I received a question. Let me just do this at the beginning of the show. I received a question a couple of weeks ago, and the question is, oh, no, don't tell me I don't have the question here. Oh, okay. Well, all I had to do was tilt my head down a little bit lower, okay, because I was looking up and I have to look down. Okay, the question is, what is the most practical law or laws of the universe? What is the most practical law or laws of the universe? And let me just say this. How do I get my answers? They're downloaded. Downloaded from the universe, God, whatever term you want to use. And quite frankly, welcome all atheists too. Because when I talk about happiness is a practice skill, you don't have to believe in God to practice this stuff. You don't. So know that if you do want to experience a little bit more peace and a little bit more contentment along the journey, you can. If you are committed, if you make a commitment, and you prioritize this thing called happiness. I'm out there. I was looking at a post the other day. Health is wealth. Oh, really? So say you're not healthy. What does that mean? Does that affect your happiness? It doesn't have to. Does that affect your inner peace? It doesn't have to. But the programming, health is wealth. I get it. I really, really do. But the thing that I value more than anything on this planet, nothing to do with anything external, is nothing to do with anything material things at all. It has something to do with my connection my connection and my relationship with the universe. Use whatever term you want. And when I say connection, it is an ongoing, it's a relationship just like I would have a relationship with a human. It's the same. And so that ongoing relationship, I am constantly in contact. And sometimes, just sometimes, I curse them out too. But let me be very, very clear. My ego curses them out because who I really am, I am a human having a, I am the universe having a human experience, and the universe is fine with all of it, all of it. I'm going to have a few new listeners today, so I just want to just do a little quick recap. Thank you for your patience in advance. You can Google the 5 most common regrets of the dying, and I've shared this for years. And it's funny because when people hear it, they are moved, usually profoundly. But that doesn't. But sometimes that doesn't equate to even more practice. So the 5 most common regrets of the dying is a study done by a hospice nurse in Australia. Her name was Bronnie Ware. And she asked her patients who had days to live, weeks to live, months to live. In fact, let me ask you, well, how would your life change? What would you do different if you found out you only had 6 more months to live? If you've listened, I was in Oregon. Yeah, 2 of my close friends were diagnosed simultaneous, well, one was a month later, with 6 months left to live. And one of my friends, the male, he reacted totally different to that news. He was angry. He was not only angry at God, he was angry at everybody that he knew. And then my other friend, who happened to be a woman, I've never experienced someone that knew that they were going to die, and she was so graceful and laughing, and even to the point where I shared this before, I'm going to have to share it again. Her husband, you know, he was just devastated. He's losing his wife of, I don't know, 40 years, 35 years, and she told me, she said, she wrote a letter to him, and she hid it, but she knew he was going to find it, so she put it in a place where he would look. And she said, you know, I want you to go on. It touches me every time. In fact, the book, Program for Unhappiness, is dedicated to Tina. She said, I want you to go on with your life. I want you to date. I want you to find another woman. I want you to get married again. And then she left suggestions of people that she, of friends of hers, that she thought would be a good fit. That's not a program. That is, excuse me for a second. That is how I would want to go out. With that kind of caring and love, even toward the end. What was my point about the dying? Oh, I remember now. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. Let me get back to that. Woo! And that is part of the practice, my dear audience, is recover quickly and rejoice quickly. Recover quickly, rejoice quickly. It is the present moment where life is in the moment. So in this moment, I'm going to read the 5 most common regrets of the dying. The first one is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Doing that now. I wish I didn't work so hard. Shout out to all my workaholics. Nothing wrong with it. Just be aware. See, the awareness is the work. I'm not asking you to do anything different. All I'm doing on this show is offering a different perspective. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Well, some of my friends I outgrew. In fact, I was emailing a friend that I outgrew a couple of days ago. But still, the last one is, I wish I would have been happier. I mean, what other gift, what gift can you give to self other than being able to laugh, a joke, a smile on my deathbed? That's what I want. I want to be able to laugh, joke, even when I'm laugh and joke, even if it's my last choke. What? She's so wrong. She's horrible. What a, and that's another thing. The joking, it's a part of my personality. Always, it's always been that way. And some people are accepting of it and some aren't. In fact, now I'm really getting off the track, but the classes I teach, The Truth About Happiness, I've taught the classes in California, in Oregon, and also now in Las Vegas. And one of the students really was upset with me because I said, yeah, you laugh at a funeral. But the world doesn't teach that. The world teaches the energy of serious and important. This is serious and this is important. And that's where we get into today's topic. Did I answer that question? I didn't. See, what is the most practical law or laws of the universe? I didn't even answer that question. This is the answer. Woo! Number one, separation is an illusion. That I am separate is an illusion. Everything comes from a singularity. And everything is changing because everything is vibrating. So in my most humble, what is the most practical law or laws of the universe? Number one, separation is an illusion. Everything comes from a singularity. Everything is changing because everything is vibrating. And where did I get that information? Download it directly. Agree or disagree? Let's get into today's topic. And today's topic was inspired because of an event that happened last weekend. I said I was, oh, and by the way, if you want to join the show, here we go. If you want to join the show, you can call in directly. The number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you're on Wisdom, you can ask to join the show. Here we go. Living in neutral. What the hell? What does that even mean? Last week when I was at PodFest 2024, there were people, and I was working at the OWL booth, OWWLL booth, just helping out for the weekend. That's why I went. A couple of people asked me, is there anybody that you want to meet? I mean, Dr. Drew was one of the speakers there. Is there anybody you want to meet? No, I don't need to meet anybody. No, I'm not clamoring to meet anyone. No, I'm not. I was there to assist, but I digress. Oh, thank you. One of the OWL members, OWL family members, we flew in from all over the country, and she was flying in from, shout out, Loyalty, if you're listening. She was flying out from Atlanta. I believe she lives in Atlanta, Georgia, so flying to Orlando. And this was going to be my first time meeting her, so when we met, you know, I'm looking at, or we hug, and you can feel compatible energy. You can feel it, and you could also feel incompatible energy. You know, a bird isn't going to have a date with a fish. So it's nothing wrong with these people. It's just, are you compatible or not? Anyway, great compatible energy. We hugged. She's a good hugger. And she's a lot taller than I thought, too. I'm short, and she's tall. Anyway, the first thing, not the first thing, but one of the first things that she said to me was, Rebecca, I'm just so, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly, but she was very stressed, bothered. She left her purse on the plane. She said she had to go to the bathroom, and so she went to go to the bathroom, walked back. I don't know if the bathroom was on the, if she was using the airplane bathroom or not, but she left her purse on the plane. Now, traveling, you have your ID, you have your money, you have your credit cards, your keys. Can you imagine traveling to a destination and the whole, all of your identity, all of your personal items are gone? Can you imagine? And I listened to her, and I didn't respond with a program response, which is, this is the first program response. See, if you ever do that, you know that you're programmed. One of those. Or eyes up, eyebrows up, mouth dropping open. That's just the program. And I didn't respond that way because one of the things I practice all the time, 24/7, is putting a spotlight on the program, and I'll be, excuse me, if I'm going to react with a program response. Now, don't think that I don't have my programs. that I'm still working on eliminating. But responding to that kind of news, whether it's a death, whether it's health scare, whether it's something like that, accident, I do not respond with a, I just don't, because of what I practice. And that's one of the reasons. Oh, by the way, if you do want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1. So she lost her purse, and I responded with just with neutrality. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Practicing living in a state, in a neutral state. That means your energy doesn't go up or down or shift whenever you hear any outside news. Whenever you hear any startling news, scary news, whatever it is. In fact, when she told me that, I'm just listening. I mean, the first question I always ask myself is, what's the worst that could happen? I have to stand in line at the DMV. I mean, scratch that worst that could happen. What am I grateful for? That used to be what the worst can happen. But what am I grateful for? There's tons of things. There's a whole list of things you can be grateful for, even when you hear news that the ego, the program response is a, and that's one of the reasons. Back in 2016, I was hit by a car. And I never told anyone that I was hit by a car. Well, that's not true. I told 2 people. And the reason why I didn't tell 2 people is because I was hit by a car while I was walking. And when you tell someone you're hit by a car when you're walking, the program response is, ah! And I just didn't feel like hearing it. At that time, I didn't want to hear the, which is one of my challenges, is to practice accepting the programmed responses from other individuals. It's my responsibility how I respond, not theirs. But back to the story. So she lost her purse, and one of the things that she told me later, because, you know, we were there for 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. I was there for 3 days. And she told me later that my lack, she didn't say my lack of response, she just said that I had a, or she felt, how about this, she felt a calming vibe from me. A calming vibe. And I thought about it, and it is about just practicing living in neutral. That means that whatever is happening, whatever news you get, it does not have the power to make you go up or down. I'll give you another example. I got a mail a few days ago. I'm living in Nevada. Now, I've lived in 3 states, and each state handles the property taxes differently. California, you get mail. It's due, the property taxes are due on a certain time of the year, December and April, property taxes. And then in Oregon, the property taxes are due, I think, 3 or 4 times a year. It's just different. And here in Nevada, they don't even give you a notice. I didn't get a notice property taxes were due. I'm up here waiting to get the mail. And no. So I have get a letter that, number one, penalized for not paying the property taxes on time. Lord have mercy. And being Ralph Norton's daughter, one of the things he taught me is responsibility, especially about paying bills on time. So that whole thing, penalty, oh no, penalty, not Rebecca Norton. Rebecca Norrington does not do well with penalties, any kind of penalty. That's just a little insight, personal insight. But back to the property taxes overdue. Can you believe that when I saw a bill for close to $3,000, there was absolutely not one shift in my energy. It wasn't a, oh, gosh, or, oh, gee, why did this happen? Absolutely not one shift. That's practice. Now, I'm not saying that I've mastered anything, but what I do is practice all the time. Not listening to, scratch that, not giving any power to this Rebecca Norrington that wants to go up and down and up and down and up and down with external circumstances. You can't bring me news, especially it has something to do with money. I am so over that whole money trigger thing. There are a lot of triggers, and all triggers are based on a program, but there are a lot of triggers that they just don't exist anymore. Can you imagine living, being, having a life without any buttons pushed or any triggered? Can you imagine that? In fact, one of the things that I ask, you know, people ask the universe for a lot of things. I ask to eliminate my buttons, eliminate my triggers, more self-awareness. How do I practice even expanding my own self-awareness? That's what I ask for. How do I practice trusting more? How do I practice maintaining inner peace? How do I practice vibrating an energy of contentment? How do I do that? That's what I ask for. And I also don't make any... Don't tell anybody, please. I also don't make any goals. I don't have goals, no. Because if that Rebecca Norrington has any wants or desires, and it's not part of the universal plan, if it's not part of the journey, Do you think any of that, do you think any of that is going to happen? Do you think I have the power to stop, start, hold off what the universe has planned for me? No. That's another topic, though. Let's get back to the living in neutral. Living in neutral, practicing living in neutral means that you let go of your preferences. What? You heard me. You let go of having any preference. Oh, it's a tough one. Don't think I don't know that. Let go of all of your preferences. Living in neutral means that there are no preferences. In fact, let me get back to my, where's my list here? The program behaviors that subtract from happiness. Let me just start. Like any, when I say happiness is a practice skill, like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, the better your results. So the question that you ask yourself is, are you willing, wanting, desiring to practice, are you desiring this thing, this energy of contentment all the time? Is that a number one priority? It is in my life, and it has been for 45 years. It was so funny when I was at in Orlando last week, and I told everybody I was 68. Oh, by the way, don't tell anybody I'm 68. I told everyone I was 68. It's the, oh, can't believe yourself. Thank you. I really appreciate that. However, there is something about being 68 that There is a acceptance to the point of it's just total acceptance of wherever I am. And if I can do it, you can do it too. Acceptance. I'm telling you, the program teaches be dissatisfied with the present moment. The program teaches that there's something more that I need to experience. And I'm here to tell you that if you're dissatisfied in this moment, you will be dissatisfied in your future moment. It's future moments also. So the practice is to live in neutral, no preferences, and be open to all possibilities. And one of the main components of that is to be okay with uncertainty. My ego, Rebecca Norrington, used to want to know what was coming around the corner. But let me say something about that ego identity, too. I had a conversation, that poor Rebecca Norrington. She's so picky, so many preferences. It's just very discontented. But I'm not that person. And when you get to a point where you can practice separating yourself from this human identity, Guess what happens? You begin living in neutral. You begin living in neutral. Now, look out the universe. Does the universe have a preference? I prefer. Does nature have a preference? I'm not talking about mating. I'm not talking about looking for the alpha male. But how did I get off on that tangent? Does the universe have a preference? That having a preference of what I want to experience, I'd rather experience this than that. No, I've already surrendered all the way down, both hands up in the air. I surrender, and that is it. Surrendering to the moment. Speaking of surrendering, I'm a little late on the Doctor Strange bandwagon, but if you haven't seen Doctor Strange 2016, that Marvel movie, it is so, it has so many great lessons, and most of the movie is about Doctor Strange giving up his ego, surrendering his ego. And one of the lines is, what did she say? She says, you can't beat a river into submission. You have to surrender to the flow. And when you practice living in neutral, that's what you're doing. Now, some, I get pushed back. Well, what do you say? You don't want to have any emotions? You know, I'm just going to walk through life like a zombie? No, that's not what I'm saying. Not like a zombie, because in the moment, you still have, scratch the you, I still have the ability to experience all types of emotions, from excitement to the opposite. But that has nothing to do with an event. That has nothing to do with anything external. So if someone said to me, okay, let's see, let me come up with an example. I am a football fan. The Super Bowl is coming on next weekend. Of course, my team isn't in it. So it really doesn't matter who wins or loses for me. So coming back to that example, to get to a certain level when you're a professional athlete requires practice, and more practice. And quite frankly, that's with anything of excellence, from an athlete to a musician to a speaker to a podcaster, it takes practice. And so this practicing living in neutral is just that. I'm not telling you not to, I'm not saying, no, don't feel anything, but what I practice is I do not attach a story as to why I'm feeling any kind of way, especially an external story. Oh, I'm happy because, or I'm feeling light and joyful because. No. It's just time. And one of my practices is, this is a, I'm going to say new, probably within the last 2 years, maybe a little bit more. You know, the universe has gifted me with a bad memory. One of the things I ask the universe for is, how do I live in the present moment? How do I live in the present moment more often? And so, you know, when you ask how, you are always given answers. Ask how, you receive an answer. How do I live in the present moment? And the universe gifted me with having a bad memory, or scratch bad. Having a memory that, you know, I'm just not coming up with things from yesterday. In fact, I don't even talk about yesterday unless I'm doing a show. But in my personal life, if someone says, how's it going? I don't talk about what's yesterday. I don't have conversations about how's it going. And the people that have accepted me are okay with that too. Hey, no, I don't do any of that. I don't do recaps. I'm not in the present moment if I'm not doing a recap. It's a practice. Living in neutral, staying neutral to all external information, news, events, assists you with maintaining that inner peace. It's just like you're on a train. Let me see if I can come up with a good one right on the spur of the moment. You're on the train, and you're going from California all the way to New York, and you have a window seat, and you're just watching the view. That's it. That's the practice. That's what I practice. Enjoying the view. Do I have emotions that swing from here to there and back and forth? Of course I do. Part of me is human. Damn it. Part of me is human. A big part of me is human. But a bigger part of me is universal. And I don't swing. When I do swing, I'm not going to label my emotions. Good, bad, sad, lonely. You know, I get some emails, Rebecca, I'm lonely. Lonely? Who told you what lonely even feels like? See, the truth about happiness is the practice begins with the person in the mirror. And that's why it's a practice less practiced. Boy, I sure can get myself into a tizzy. Practice less practiced. Does that? Yes, it makes sense. Question to my dear audience. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? How important is it to practice letting go or eliminating all of these programmed behaviors? How important is it for you? I want to share another story. And if they were giving out an Academy Award or a Super Bowl trophy or the Nobel Peace Prize, I'm raising my hand for this one. If you've listened, you know that I have this ongoing trauma with customer service. I mean, who doesn't? Customer service, oh, damn them. It's been the downfall of my life, customer service. And I shared this on the podcast with my son yesterday, by the way, which is on YouTube. It's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense, plus more. It's on my YouTube channel, episode 8, yesterday. And we talked about this, and I shared this story. My son knows all of my customers, not all of my customer service stories, but isn't that brutal? For some reason, the universe graced me with calling customer service and sustaining this calm energy. I can't remember when I was so peaceful and calm talking to anybody at customer service. And I'm talking about customer service from Apple to the Lyft. I told you, the Lyft company, Uber. I mean, there's so many companies that sooner or later I got to call customer service. And in fact, because I am a happiness specialist, I think the universe just throws this shit at me on purpose to see, take this, Rebecca. How about that one? Baseball bat, right to the back of the head, back to the story. After we were finished, it was probably 4 minutes, 5 minutes on the phone with customer service. And if you listen to my son, the show yesterday, this is a repeat story. But after the issue was solved, and what is the reason my ego gives why it bothers me with customer service? I mean, I'm just, what's the problem? What's the solution? I'm a what's the problem? What's the solution kind of girl. Scratch that. That's what my ego is. Rebecca Norrington needs a solution right away. If you don't know, connect me with the supervisor. If you don't know, connect me with the manager. I need results. I need results from smart people, quick people, you know, Let's go. I don't have time to waste on the phone with customer service. All of these stories in this head, all stories authored by my ego. After the problem was resolved, this woman said to me, it was 8 words, I counted them. I had never heard these words before in my life. Well, I might have heard it maybe once or twice. I'm gonna stop saying never. Maybe once or twice, but it was over a decade ago for sure. Decade ago, 2 decades ago. I don't even remember, but I just know it's been a long time before I heard these 8 words. And they were, it has been my pleasure. It has been a pleasure assisting you. It has been my pleasure. She said mine. It has been my pleasure assisting you. 7 words. I had never heard that in decades. It has been my pleasure assisting you. What usually happens, and it is a program too, because getting upset, getting bothered by anything in customer service is just a program. So don't think I'm running around here thinking that I'm not programmed too. But trust me, when I recognize and I expose a program and I put a spotlight on it, I'm going to zero in on eliminating it or asking for help to eliminate it ASAP. All programs represent robotic behavior. It has been my pleasure assisting you. I almost broke down. I broke down. And here we go. See, I can't even use a story. See, I can't use a story as to why I broke down. You follow me on this? You follow me on let go of the story? I broke down because it was time for me to feel that emotion. But I'm not going to put a story on that either. But I did break down. What does that whole story mean? For me, I don't have to keep responding, reacting the same way I have been forever. Even this Rebecca Norrington, even this ego, even Rebecca's ego, guess what? That ego can evolve too. Oh, I'm going to be pulling it, kicking and screaming. It's not going to want to come. It's not going to want to change. It's not going to want to do anything different. Because I know the awareness is too overwhelming. Not too overwhelming, very overwhelming. And that's not to say that I'm not going to get on a phone call next week or 2 weeks from now or whenever and not be triggered by customer service. And that's going to be okay too. You see how everything just flows? Whatever the moment presents is part of my journey. Whatever I'm experiencing is part of it. Why would I not experience? Why would I not want to experience what the universe has gifted me with? I don't care what my ego says or what my ego tries to make me feel like. Who's in charge here? There was a time where my ego was all in charge. Was driving the car. Not no more. I will scratch that. This practicing living in neutral means that there is no kind of news, there is no information, there is no experience, there is nothing that is going to come my way, and I'm going to respond like, no. And the universe gives me examples to practice all the time. And the interesting thing, everybody, we are as different as our fingerprints. We are as different as our fingerprints. And so your journey is unique to you. Your experience, your growth is unique to you. That's one of the reasons why I stay out of everybody else's business. And the only thing I do, if somebody asks me a question, hey, I'll give you my perspective. I'm not going to sit up and say, oh, yes, I'm right about this, but I am right. I am right about the 54 program behaviors that subtract from happiness. I'm right about taking anything personally subtracts from your contentment. I am right about rushing subtracts from your happiness. Stop rushing. Sometimes people get addicted to rushing. Why are they addicted to rushing? Maybe because they're addicted to drama. Did I say that out loud? Oops. The struggle is always internal. All suffering comes from thinking that this moment or a moment needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is the vibration, the energy of satisfaction isn't taught. And then I get the kickback of satisfied. So you're satisfied. So what that just means you're just, you have no, oh, this is another one. You have no motivation to do anything if you're just satisfied with what is. Hey, listen. Inspiration comes all the time. And I act on inspiration. And if I'm not inspired, I'm not acting. If I'm not inspired, I don't make a move. And that really F's with my ego. Because my ego is always telling me something that I need to do. Or I should. That, the two words I don't use. I don't use the word should and I don't use the word mistake. But the ego does. The ego uses the word should. There is nothing I should do. The awareness is the work. Practicing living in neutral means that your energy doesn't shift with a story or news. Well, that just means you're just not feeling it. You're so cold. I've heard it all. I've been insulted by the best. I've been insulted by the best of them. Oh, yes, I've been called selfish and toxic and delusional, and I've contributed zero to the planet. Thank you, Walter O'Brien. And what I've accomplished can't be measured. Therefore, I've accomplished nothing. I've been insulted by the best. But it's not an insult. That's a program. No one can make me feel a certain way. No one can make me feel a certain way. My feelings, my emotions, are my responsibility. But who is teaching self-responsibility? No, the world is up here putting the finger. It's you. It's because of them. And you can keep blaming. But it's just not the truth. And what I've discovered is there are a lot, high percentage of people that do not want, scratch that, program people that do not want anything to do with the truth. And that's why the subtitle, Program for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. Words don't have power. Sorry, you are programmed to believe that they do. But anyway, I digress. That's another topic. Let me just check my notes here. You have pleasure. Okay. I already talked about that. Oh, I want to share this too. Being mindful of your energy, your vibrational, your and when I say energy, I'm talking about, hold on a second, let me get some water. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You know, one of these days I'm going to have a really good studio, just like the professionals do. You know, they have a mute button. I must have a mute button. Wait a minute, I do have a mute button. Yes, I can cough and hack without you listening. I digress. Yeah, mute button. I can do that. But I'll do that. I don't need to. Okay, where was I? Oh, one of the things that happened last weekend. I was standing for 3 days, and I'm not used to standing. But see, it would have been okay if I would have had my tennis shoes and my orthotics on. No, not me. First, I had to look cute. Even at 68, I had to look cute. I had to wear these cute little boots, these shoes that were really, I thought, were fashionable with the jeans. And, the, you know, I have a look. It's a crazy look, but it is a look. And I had to wear these shoes. And with those shoes, the first day standing, Lord have mercy, the right hip was just sore. So the rest of the time was spent in my sandals, which was a bigger problem. So I'm 3 days of standing with no orthotics. The third day, the day that I was coming, the last day I was there, guess who had to get her ass in a wheelchair to get wheels to the plane? That's right, and it's the second time that I have asked for wheelchair assistance because I can't walk. I mean, I could walk, but it was really painful. This is my point. Oh, the first time I was, if you're familiar with it, it's called Baker to Vegas, and it is a yearly event with law enforcement, and I think it's a 200-mile marathon, and so each person takes a leg, you know, three miles, 4 miles, 6 miles. Some people do more, but it's usually about 2 to 3 miles each person takes a leg, and it's affiliated with law enforcement in California. Anyway, so the first time I was asked to run, you know, I'm a fitness instructor, and I'm an athlete, and I was asked to run, but I never trained to run 3 miles. And so after I ran 3 miles without any training, because one of the officers, I think he was injured and he needed a substitute, so I ran without training 3 miles. That was way back in the day. And I couldn't walk. So, and I think I was in my 30s. Yeah, I had to be in my 30s. And I couldn't walk because I was so sore. So that was the first time I used that I asked for a wheelchair. So this last time was this last week. Did I have a point? Oh, yeah, I do. This is my point. So what I was saying to myself, oh, my hip, you know, I'm injured, inner thigh was sore, hip sore, inner thigh sore, injured. And then the universe hit me with this. Stop using the word injured. Oh, I like that. Stop using the word injured, and instead I replaced it with, I'm observing. I'm observing that this leg feels different than that. This hip feels different than that hip. But when I say words aren't powerful, it's really about an energy behind the word. The word, the energy is powerful, and the word behind it was a conscious. The word injury, I'm changing it consciously, only because I don't like that word anymore. I don't like using that word. I'm injured. I'm just feeling different. And that's the type, that's what I'm saying when I say living in neutral, coming up with another way, another perspective. And it really is a practice. Happiness is a practiced skill. Anyone wants to call and speak with me live, area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Oh, and yes, I'm standing. I stand to do all of my shows. And yes, I'm wearing my orthotics. And I feel good. Scratch that, I feel good. And I have a lot of support in my feet. Okay. And let me share this. This is the last story. If anyone wants to come up on Wisdom and make a comment or share, this is the last story. If you are having any kind of conflict in any relationship, especially personal relationships, guess who's responsible for the conflict? Guess who's responsible for the drama? Guess who's responsible for the peace? It's you. That's how powerful you are. It's you. If you're not getting along, it's not because of them. It's not because of them. Let me get off of you. I really don't like to talk about other people. Let me just speak for myself. If I'm having a problem in any relationship, it is my fault. It is my responsibility. I'll give you an example right now. One of my close family and friends. That's what I'm going to say. Keep everything anonymous. Family and friends. There's just a little bit of, I call it a pee under the mattress. But guess what? It's only because of my lack of acceptance of who this person is. If I have a problem with someone, it's because I haven't accepted them. And then before, I want them to change. I want them to do something different. I want them to say something different. So I'll feel different. So I'll feel better. So I'll feel another way. No. Mm-mm. This is your responsibility. This is scratch. This is my responsibility. Every relationship, I am the one. I am the one saying, I'll drive. I'll maintain the peace. I'll keep the peace. How do I do that? Total acceptance and zero judgment about who, how they are, how they act, what they say, what they believe, what they do. One of my family and friends wrote and said, and said something. He gave me a suggestion. No, scratch that. Gave me an assignment. Oh, I love when people give me assignments. Because I used to give people assignments. Give me an assignment. No, don't give me an assignment. Unless we're working together, I mean, professionally, no suggestions, no assignments, and I'm not going to give you an assignment. I'm not going to be in your business. I'm not going to suggest anything unless you ask. Do you want to experience this contentment more than not? There is a place, I was on the roller coaster going up and down and up and down, being dictated by external circumstances. I'm done with that. There is absolutely not one external circumstance. Scratch that. I'm not going to make a definitive statement because there could be something. 98% of the time, we external circumstances do not move me at all. Not anymore. How can that be? With practice and commitment. Just like all of the people that practice and commit to things that they think are important. So wrapping everything up with this neutral energy, one of the program behaviors, two of the program behaviors that subtract from your contentment is assigning a label of this is serious and this is important. See, I forgot to say that at the beginning of the story, that this energy, that this is serious and that this is important. Losing a purse with all of your driver's license is serious and it's important. But that's not neutral. What it is it happened. You don't have to tag on. You don't have to tag on. It just is serious. Losing a purse is serious. Losing, it's important. You don't have to attach that energy to it. Hopefully I'm being very clear with this. I'm not saying not to act. I'm saying to let go of that. This is serious. This is important energy. Neutral. It's all neutral. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. Ooh, wow. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific when I'm inspired, which is 98% of the time. When I'm inspired, and now Reality Spirituality has a YouTube, the YouTube channel, it's under my name, Rebecca L. Norrington, that's right. But the podcast that my son and I are doing, episode 8, we just finished episode 8 yesterday. It's called Mother and Son Making Not, no, hold on. Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. Isn't that the craziest, wackiest title you've ever heard? Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. And it's talking about, it's a combination of spiritual dilemma. It's a combination of life. It's really what it is. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting where you are, who you are, in every single moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Look for Program for Unhappiness coming out soon, exposing the untold truth. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Yeah, that's the identity. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you're going to find. And your experience in every single moment reflects on what you practice. I encourage you to practice maintaining a personal energy and vibration of neutrality. Thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
And it's time to get some answers.